Good morning. Today's daf is daf chav hey. We're going to start with the Mishnah on chav dalet with beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family in memory of Yitzhak Moshe ben Yisrael Yehuda, the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, so the Mishnah now is going to be talk again. All the Mishnahs in the second parak are coming to expound upon the last Mishnah in the first parak, which talked about different mazikim, and now we're talking about the mazik of shor. So the Mishnah says, Shor mazik b'shus haniza ketzad. What's the case? Nagaf, if it gored, nagaf, it pushed, nashach, it bit, ravat, it squatted, ba'at, it kicked. All these are told us of Karen, and because they're done b'kavana, to be mazik, and there's no hana'ah to the mazik, and the mazik, it's not matzoi tadr. It's not typical, it's not standard. So, therefore, if you do it versus harabim, mishalim chatzi nezek. Everyone agrees if you do this type of damage versus harabim, you pay chatzi nezek. But versus hanizak, if this damage takes place in the property of the nizak, Rabbi Tarfon omer nezek shalem. Rabbi Tarfon says in this case you pay nezek shalem. The chacham omer chatzi nezek. The chacham say no, you still only pay chatzi nezek. It's a din by nezek. You only pay by shore. You only pay chatzi nezek. For the first three times. Obviously, after you become a muad, then you pay Nezek Shalim. So, Amalem Rabbi Tarfon says to the Chachamim, I'm going to have a Kal V'Chomer that's going to prove to you why I say you pay Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizak. So, Rashash asks, Rashash is not a rabbi, remember? He's a banker. So, we should all be a banker like that. He's a very successful banker. So, the Rashash says, what are you talking about? You're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer for a punishment? Ain't no Shemin Adin. How do you do that? So he says, I think this is what he says. He says that the Ein Onshin Min HaDin means you can't learn out that there is a punishment in the Kal V'Chomer. We already hear that there is a, first of all, it might not be a punishment, maybe Din Mamon, that's a machlokas. But even if you're saying it is a punishment, not that you're learning out that there is a punishment, we know there's a punishment. The question is, what is the punishment? That you can learn out from the Kal V'Chomer. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? The Mishnah is going to bring two possible renditions of the Kal V'Chomer. I'm not sure the difference is so much. But, so the Mishnah says, I'm going to retire from in a place where the Torah was mekel on Shein V'Regel, which is where Bereshus Harabim, do Shein V'Regel and Bereshus Harabim, you putter the Shehu putter. The Bialim do not have to pay because there's a beer besides stay acher, and it's not going to be not Bereshus Harabim. Nevertheless, Hichmir Alein Bereshus Hanizak, the Torah was machmer them in Bereshus Hanizak l'chayim that has to, you have to pay the Shalim Nezek Shalim. So you have to pay Nezek Shalim, not just Chatzin Nezek, you have to pay Nezek Shalim. So Makmum Shehichmir ala Keren, in a place where the Torah was Machmir on the Keren, right, here's a Kal V'Chomer. If you're Machmir on the Keren versus Harabim, then you have to pay the Shalim Chatzin Nezek, Eino Din Shenachmir Lav versus Hanizak, Shalim Nezek Shalim. So a Kal V'Chomer, you should pay Nezek Shalim in the Rishus Hanizak. So Amar Lo, so the Chum say back to Rabbi Tarfon, even according to you, we'll give a Kal V'Chomer, we have a concept of Dayo, which is what's going to be the whole Da today. Dayo Lavo Minadin Liyos Kenidon. You have a source law and a derived law. So if you're learning out a Kal V'Chomer from the source to the derivation can't take on more chumers than the source. Only can pull out what the source, the only chumers that the source can pull on, that you're learning from the source. So they say, Dayo Lavo Minadin Liyos Kenidon. So what happens? As Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Dayo Lavo Minadin Liyos Kenidon, Keren Bereshus Hanizok Sh'atam Mevi Midin Keren Bereshus Harabim. So you're learning it out from Keren versus Harabim. So Keren versus Harabim is Chatzin Nezek. So Dayo means only Chatzin Nezek. You can't learn it out. You can't learn it out to make it more chomer in the derived law to make it Nezek Shalim. So right. So he says, "Amar lo Dayo levonim in a din liyos kinidon ma versus Harabim Chatzin Nezek af versus Hanizak Chatzin Nezek." So Amar lahem. So Ritarfon goes back to the Chachamim and say, "No, I'm not learning it out." Sorry. Well, here the second Kal V'Chomer is learning from Regel.
The fact that Regel goes from nothing to full damages. But
now he's going
to learn. Go from Chatzin to full damages.
But he's saying that the source of the source still is Karen. Chachamim was saying. You see, the next when Ritarpin tries to give another attempt, and the question is going to be stronger. So Ritarpin says, "No, lo adun Karen mi Karen. I'm not going to learn the din of Karen in Chatzar Nizak from Karen from Rishus Harabim." Ani adun mi regel. I'm learning it directly from regel. and Shane. Uma b'makom shehekil al Hashem v'al regel b'shus harabim hichmir b'keren, in a place where they were makil on Shane v'regel b'shus harabim, nevertheless you machmir on Keren, b'makom shehichmir al Shane v'al regel b'shus anizak ain odin shenachmir b'keren. So in a place where you're machmir on the Shane v'regel, which is Rosh Hashanah, you should be machmir on the Keren. The Gemara says again, the Chachamim are going to basically assume, listen, if Keren's in your derivation, then that's where your source is coming from. Rabbi Tarpon seems to say, no, he seems to say there's a difference between the first way he's learning it and the second way he's learning it, is by switching around the words. Now the main limud is coming from the shame, but nevertheless, the Chachamim say, but you still have a derivation from Keren. So the Chachamim say, Amrlo, Dayu Lavim Nadili, Yos Kenidon, Ma Brishus, Ma Keren is Brishus Harabim Chatzin Nezek, A Brishus Anizo Chatzin Nezek, and only can be Chatzin Nezek. So it seems that Rabbi Tarfon still learns like the first way. He holds the concept. He doesn't hold, according to this Mishnah, he doesn't hold the concept of Dayo. So Gemara says it can't be. But Rabbi Tarfon, less like Dayo? Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold the concept of Dayo. It's within the Raisa. But the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel talks about Kal v'Chomer. It goes through a whole list of things. And one of the examples by Kal v'Chomer you're going to see is right now. V'had Dayo mido Raisa hu, the Sanya, because we learn in the Braisa. This is the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Midin Kal v'Chomer ketzad. What's the makor that we can learn Kal v'Chomer? This is the makor that's given. The pasuk's talking about when a Kadosh Baruch Hu got upset by Miriam. She said, Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem wanted to punish Miriam, and Moshe davens for her. And in the end, Hashem punishes her anyway. And what does Hashem say? Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Va'avia yarok yarapafaneha. If her father would have spit in her face, Haloti kalem shivas yamim, wouldn't she have to be in solitude for 7 days? So for me too, the pasuk continues. Tisager shivas yamim mechutz l'machane v'achar teyaseh. So I'm upset at her. She should. So if the father would get 7 days, kavu chomer that she should get 7 days of solitude if she upsets the aviavos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says. So kavu chomer. So the Gemara says kavu chomer l'shchina arba'asar yom. Really. If she upsets the father, she should be set aside for 7 days. If she upsets the Shechina, she should be set aside for 14 days. Why 14 days? What's 14? So Tosos, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosos says that because he learns from a Gemara in Nida that says that there are three shutvim in Adam, right? There's the father, the mother, and Hashem. So the father gives five things, the mother gives five things, and Hashem gives 10 things. So see, it's a double. That's like the Rebbe Raza used to mention that there's a gra, right? The gra by Lavan says, what does Lavan say when he says basar when he talks to Yaakov? Atzmi b'sariyata. So what does it mean? Atzmi b'sari. I'm related from the father's side and related from the mother's side. I gave you the atzamos from the father and the basar from the mother. That's the atzmi b'sariyata. Right, that's what he mentioned. He mentioned Isaac Bernstein. Isaac Bernstein says, "How come you say by Misha Beirich L'Cholim? You say Misha Beirich L'Cholim. You say, I remember now. You say Misha Beirich for the mother's name and for Kamal, you say for the father's name. Because by the mother's name, you're talking about the guf. That comes from the bus that comes from the mother." For the Kelmali, you're only talking about the neshama. The only thing left is the neshama. That's what comes from the father. So you say the father's name, right? I think it was Isaac Bernstein. I'll go check on Project Star. I bet you he talks about it today. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says you have a Kal v'Chomer, right? So Kal v'Chomer should be 14 days. Ella Dayo lo v'om nadin liyos kenidon. But you see, Dayo, the source law is 7 days. So the source law is 7 days. The derived law can't be more. Can't be 14 days. So you see the concept of dayo is in the Raisa. What's the dayo again? The din is she upset her the shechina. So if she upsets her father, she should get seven days. Kal v'Chomer, she upsets the shechina, she should get 14 days. She should get double. Ah, but dayo comes says no. Since the source is seven, I don't know where the source is seven, but the source is seven, she should only get seven. Dayo doesn't allow you to expand. So the Gemara, so you see that it's Dayo's midoraisa. How does Rabbi Tarfon not hold of Dayo? So he says, no. Let me say it outside for a second. Rabbi Tarfon holds to the concept of Dayo. He only does not hold to the concept of Dayo if Dayo is going to completely eviscerate the Kal v'Chomer. There's going to be no derivation left. If there's still a derivation, then you can say Dayo. If there's no derivation left, then he's not going to hold to the concept of Dayo. How does that work? Ki lesle, when does Rabbi Tarfon say that there's no, ki lesle Dayo, when does he say there's no Dayo? Hecha de mifrach Kal v'Chomer. When because of the Dayo, it's going to totally slug up the Kal v'Chomer. Is that a real word? Slug up. He's going to totally slug up the Kal v'Chomer. But Hecha de lo mifra Kal v'Chomer, if the Kal v'Chomer is still going to exist with the Dayo, then then Islay. Then he holds the dial to limit. So Hassam, by the case of Miriam, Shiva Dishchina Lokshive. That doesn't even say 7 days by the Shechina. We're learning the whole thing out from Kal Vachomer. So Asa Kal Vachomer, so the Kal Vachomer comes, Va'aisei Arbasar. And the Kal Vachomer says it should be 14. Then Asa Dayo, Va'api Shiva, Va'oki Shiva. It comes Dayo, takes away 7 and leaves you with 7. So the Dayo didn't upset the Kal Vachomer. It limited the Kal Vachomer, but the Kal Vachomer still exists. But by us, by the case of the Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim, Aval Hacha, Chatzi Nezek Siv. Chatzi Nezek is already written in the Torah. You do damage, but the Shor you pay Chatzi Nezek. But us the Kavachomer comes the Kavachomer, but I say Chatzi Nezek Achrina, but Nasi Nezek Shalim. Comes the Kavachomer, says put another half of Nezek on, half plus a half equals a whole, and then you get to pay Nezek Shalim. Ida Rashta Dayo, if your door is Dayo, if it's like Kavachomer, then the Kavachomer is going to be completely eviscerated. There's going to be nothing left to learn because we already know Chatzi Nezek. The Kavachomer has only come to include another Chatzi Nezek. If you have Dayo, we have no limud. So in that instance, he doesn't hold of the concept of Dayo. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So according to Rabbi Tarfon's learning, the Kal Vachomer by Miriam is a case where it would not upset the entire Kal Vachomer. You still would have a limud. So why don't the Chachamim say like Rabbi Tarfon? You see there that you only do the source for Dayo limits it to a situation where the Kal Vachomer is not going to be destroyed. But if the Kal Vachomer would be destroyed, Rabbi Tarfon's right. Because look at the case of Miriam. It's only Kal Vachomer where Dayo doesn't destroy the Kal Vachomer. I want to say no. For Rabbanon, Shiva the Shechina Ksive. It says somewhere else that 7 by the Shechina. We already know that she has to sit 7 by the Shechina because the Pasuk says, Tisager Shiva's Yomi Mechutz L'machana. She should sit 7 days Mechutz L'machana. So therefore, if it says 7 days, I already know the first 7 days. The Kal Vachomer is just coming to add 14. And the Dayo doesn't let you do it. So you see, even if Dayo upsets the entire Kal Vachomer, you still say Dayo. So Gemara asks, okay, Virabi Tarfon, so according to Rabbi Tarfon, what we're talking about, you have this Shiva's Yomim, it's written, the Dayo here is the Dayo, which is in the Brisa, which is clearly the Arisa, is coming to eviscerate the entire Kal Vachomer. So he goes, Hahu Tisager, the Darshinon Dayohu. That Tisager is not coming to teach us that she sits 7 days. That's the Tisager that's teaching me the concept of Dayo. That's the Tisager. Without that Tisager, that's coming to teach me, that's where the Dayo comes in. That's, it's just Tisager Shivas Yamim, not 14. It's Tisager Shivas Yamim. That's the Dayo Limud. That's not the first stage one. That's stage two of the Dayo. So Gemara says, Rabbanan, no, that is stage one. Ksiv Kra Achrina. That's Tisager Miriam, Mechutz L'machana, Shivas Yamim. Somewhere else where it tells me that Miriam sat 7 days Mechutz L'machana. So it's extra. So it's not so that pasuk that we had before of Tisager Shivas Yamim is not step two. It's step one to tell us we know. And then comes Dayo and it gets rid of the whole thing. So the Gemara says, okay, so there's an extra pasuk, so we tarfon, you're now in trouble. Because we would know 7 days without the Kal Vachomer, and the Kal Vachomer is only to include 14, and Dayo knocks it away. So according to you, Rabbi Tarfon, how are you learning this? So, Rabbi Tarfon, hahu dafilu bi'amal darshinon, v'lo tomer hacha, mishum kodosh al-moshe, av bi'amal lo kamash malan. He says, no, you would have some habami to say that you only say Dayo in this instance, mishum kavod of Moshe. Because Moshe was davening for Miriam that she shouldn't be put away for such a long time. So out of cover for Moshe, Hashem says, you know what? Dayo here, only 7 days. But how do you know that you learned the concept of Dayo if it doesn't eviscerate the entire Kal Vachomer for Kol Torah Kulo? That's what the Torah says. Torah repeats the Pasuk that says, that is just to teach us that even in other Kal Vachomers, we also say the concept of Dayo, and we don't say that only because of the Kavod, but in Bi'amo, other Kal Vachomers, we would not say the concept of Dayo, Kamash Malan, that the din of Dayo is said in Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to this, I don't know so Gemara says. So according to this, again, Rabbi Tarfon does hold the concept of Dayo. He only doesn't hold of Dayo if the Dayo would upset and destroy the entire Kal Vachomer. But we don't have a Tana yet that doesn't hold of Dayo at all, even if Dayo would upset the entire Kal Vachomer. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove that we do. Right? Now we're going to try to prove that we have someone who's cholik, and he doesn't hold at all the concept of Dayo. Even if Dayo would not upset the entire Kal Vachomer, he still holds Dayo. He doesn't hold the concept of Dayo at all. So I'm going to papar labayim. Ha ha tana de lo darish Dayo. I'm bringing you a tana that doesn't darish Dayo, the concept of Dayo. The afal gad lo mifrit Kal Vachomer. Even though the Dayo would not destroy the Kal Vachomer, he still says the Dayo. He still does not say Dayo. This Sanya, learn the Brisa. Okay? So there are two things. When a man has, there are two types of emissions. There's a Balkari and there's a Zav. Right? The Zav is the main thing. Balkari is like a seminal mission that can happen in a healthy person. A Zav is a sickness. So, but and they look differently. There's different types of consistency between the two. They're not exactly the same thing. So what happens here? Keri bezav minayin, right? You have a zav. He's already a zav, and then he experiences a balkari. He experiences a seminal emission. So the question is now: how do we know that he's just like a keri to be metame b'magav b'masa? Right? Is that how it says? Keri bezav minayin. Rashi says keri of shel zav. Minayin shetiyah tipa mitame b'magu u'masa, right? Ketipa shel zov. The kaim alam rasechas nida. The shemitame b'masa. The keri lo dami lezov. He explains, right? So how do we know that the keri is going to be, of a zov is going to be mitame b'magu u'masa?
He's a zov first.
Then he has a keri. And how do you know he's mitame b'magu? Because it says the Gemara says it's a kavachomer v'tinhu ma tahor b'tahor. What's a tar of a tar? It's a spit. Just like the spit of a tar person, if it comes out from a tar person, it's tahar. But tame bitame, right? If it comes out from a tame person, it's tame. If the spit comes out from a tame person, it's tame. Because the pasuk says, ki yorak hazav b'tahar. If a zav spits on something that's tahar, it becomes tame. Right? So then tame bitahar eno din sheye tame bitame. So then if something tame comes out of a tar, which is keri, tame bitar makes something tame, so too, kavachomer, sheyet tame bitame. So therefore, if something tame comes out of something that's already tame, if keri comes out from a zav, it should also be tame. The kamaisa law, and the brisa brings this drasha, bein lemaga, bein lemasa. You learn it out from maga masa. Just like the bal keri, if I'm tame, if I'm tahor, and I have a bal keri, so I'm a tame of tum of a masa, so too, if I'm a zov, and I become a bal keri, I should be a tame of maga masa, kavachomer. So Gemara says, v'amai. Why do I say that the shichva zera that comes out from the zov is mitame even b'masa? We know b'maga, but even b'masa, even by carrying. Nema, let's say, ahani kavachomer limaga, v'ahani dayol afuke masa. The kavachomer, right? The kavachomer to learn the din of maga from zav, right? We're learning that from zav. If tamei tahor, but tamei, but tamei is tamei, then tahor me tamei is also the whole kavachomer. So he's learning that from the source. The source is from the zav. The zav is only tamei. The zav is only tamei b'maga. V'hani dayo lafuke masa, and dayo should come to be a fuke, the tumah of masa from the balkari of the zav, because the shikh was zerav and adam tahor. From where, that's where we're learning the kavachomer. That's not metame. Sorry, that's where the kavachomer is. That's not metame b'mas. It's only metame b'maga. The source is balkari from a tahor person. That balkari is only metame b'masa, not b'maga. So therefore, that's a kavachomer. So dayo comes in and says you should only be metame b'masa. But since this brisa says that you're metame b'maga and masa, you see that even though dayo wouldn't upset the kol kavachomer, because you would still have the kavachomer, but nevertheless, you're still learning both. You see that even if Dayo doesn't accept the entire kavachomer, you learn it. Right? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Uma roksha hu tar ba adam tar, have a tame umatame bimasa ba adam, the adam tame could go in zav, right? He says, right, by my name a kavachomer asim maga v'dayu v'apik masa, the ha-keri shel tar ain't a matama b'masa. So the kavachomer would still learn that you have only been matama b'masa, but the kavachomer would say matama b'maga, but the dayo stops it by masa. But since the Bryce doesn't do that, he holds that dayo across the board. So Gemara says, and you may say no. V'chi tema limaga lo itzterich kavachomer. You would tell me maybe for maga I don't even need a kavachomer. So if I don't need a kavachomer for maga, so the only thing I'm going to learn out is masa. If I don't learn it out, that's a dayo that upsets the entire kavachomer. I don't have the tana who holds or doesn't hold the dayo at all. V'chi tema lo itzterich kavachomer. Why not the lo gara migavra tahor? Right, because if a gavra tahor has a keri, he's matama b'maga. So why would you say that a a zav who has a carry flow shouldn't be mitam b'maga. You would need this, right? Why should we have a gavatar? So itzrich, no, you would think that you would still need it. Stalkadai dechamina mikre laila ksiv. The pasuk says that the tumah of a balkari is mikre laila only because the only tumah, the only reason why he's tummy is because of the mikre laila. Mi shakir yo gorim lo. Only if the kir yo causes him, the flow causes him to be tummy. Yotze zesh in kir yo gorim lo. Right, el dover acher gorim lo. But the case of a balkari, of a zav balkari, the balkari, the carry is not causing him to be tummy. He's already tummy to begin with because he's a zav. So kamash malan, that's not the din. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Therefore, you would not have learned tummy maga from the balkari who's a zav, from the zav who's a balkari. You only learn it out from the kal v'chomer. Since he takes the kal v'chomer all the way, you see he doesn't hold the concept of dayo. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. Mediv lo davar achriksiv. It doesn't say that nothing else can cause the tumah. So where are we at now? So we're at now where he says that you would not, this kal v'chomer is like Rabbi Tarfon's din. Because the pasuk where we're ma'ayit, someone who's tameh, there's no miyut in the Torah to tell me that the only reason time you become tummy valkari is if you're first tar. So even if you're tummy from something else, you become tummy from a valkari. What tummy is that? That's a tummy of maga. Then we have a kaval chomer. Kaval chomer comes to add masa. But if you hold dayo in this case, that dayo would upset the entire kaval chomer. So according to the Chachamim, maybe you'd say that. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, you wouldn't say that, because you don't say dayo if you upset the entire kaval chomer. So this brisa is not a shita that says there's no dayo. This brisa is like Rabbi Tarfon, who says that we don't say dialo woman adin in a case where it's going to okay the entire kal v'chomer. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain. So who's the Tana who does hold that the shichva zera of a zav is matama even b'masa? Who holds that? Uman Tana the Shabbos laid the Amar shichva zera shel zav matami b'masa. Who is that? Lo Rabbi Lazer, lo Rabbi Tarfon. It's not Rabbi Lazer, and it's not Rabbi Tarfon. Mishnah says, Gemara says the san, but really this isn't a Mishnah, it's a brisa, so we probably should say the sanya. The sanya shichva zera shel zav, the seminal emissions of a zav metame b'maga. It's metame b'maga only. The a metame b'masa. It's not metame b'masa. Not if you carry it. Only if you touch it. Should have said that to begin with. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Those are the words of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua, so you see clear that it's not Rabbi Lezer who holds this matam b'maga b'masa. Now comes Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Omer ach matam b'masa." It's still matam b'masa. Why? Lefisha e efshar below tzuchi ziva. Because it's impossible to have the seminal emission without a little bit of the zav emission, and they're different. And if the zav is matam b'maga b'masa. So ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hasam ela she e efshar below tzuchi ziva. It's only because when you have a shichva zera, it's matam b'magamasa. It's because there's ziva in it. But if lu yitzuyer halal hachi, that there would be no ziva coming out with the carry. Lo, it wouldn't be matam b'magamasa. It would only be matam b'maga. So no, none of these tanaim and this brisa hold that valkari that the shichva zera of a zav is matam even b'magamasa. So the Gemara says, okay. Question is, so what's the machlokus in Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? It's machlokus in the Metzius, whether or not there's sitzuchi ziva. So the Ramban seems to say, yeah, it's a machlokus in Metzius. So no, others say, no, they all agree that there is ziva in the carry. The question is whether it's batal. Is there a din bittel in here? So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's not. It's mevatel the shichva zera. So there's no, it's mevatel shichva zera, so there's no shichva zera. Sorry, it's the shichva zera is mevatel the tzuchi ziva, so there's no ziva in there at all. It's only shichva zera, and it's only metame b'maga. No, minimal.
Huh? Right, the mashu would be so, in other words, bittel wouldn't
apply. Saying it's bittel. So I, the question is it min b'minos, is it min, what's the shir? See, accordingly over here, it's davar lach. And it's a min b'shein omino, so you have to follow those rules. But the question, Rabbi Yeshua says it's not batal at all here. So he says a couple reasons why he says. He says this, now when you do this, you have to figure out what Rabbi Lazar Shita is. He says that maybe ziva is different and it's identifiable, right? One of the things of a mixture is that it has to be mixed. If it's identifiably separate, that's not a mixture. And then Shimon Shkop says that bittul is only possible when iser and heter are mixed together. They're separate, and then they become mixed together. But here, they're no lad b'ta'arovis. So that's not considered a mixture. It's a new, it's not a mixture. It's only the nola b'ta'arovis that you have it. So if that's the case, what's the Rebbe Elazar saying? All right, that's the lumnus for today. The rest is we can try to figure out what the Gemara says. Okay. So the Gemara says, Akam akam Rebbe Shua ha'asam el she'iev shabalotuk sotezivam halam ha'chilo. Ah, so who's the Tana who says that shikla zerev azov is matama even b'masa? De tanaim ev mishnah in kalim. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Right? You have the three avos of Tuma. You have the Sheretz, the Shikhma Zera, and the Tame Mace. And those three are not Mitame, they're only Mitame B'maga. They're not Mitame B'masa. But, Lamaila Mehen, but things that are more Chomer than those three avos of Tuma, that are Mitame even B'masa, what are they? Eluhain, Zovo Shel Zav, the flow of a Zav, Viroko, his spit, Vishifcha Zaro, and his seminal emissions. You see here right away that the shifla zera of a zov is matama even b'masa. Umei raglav and his urine, the dama nida and the dama venida, though all of those are matamin bein b'maga uvein b'masa. You see clear as day here that shifla zera shel zov is matama b'masa. So Gemara says, wait a second, maybe this is Rabbi Shua's shita. V'dilma hachanami lefi she'i efshar b'lo tzuchei ziva. It's part of the ziva. So Gemara says, no, im kain lisne gabi zovo. It should have been written after zovo. It should have said zovo shel zov is shifla zaro. Right? Listen, Gabi Zovo. My Shna, the Katani lo Gabi Roko. So why is the Roko, is it after the spit? Meaning, obviously, seeing here is a separate thing. Ela Mishum, to Ase Miroko. It's learned out from a Kavachomer from Roke, that, just like we had before. We had that whole Kavachomer before about the Roke, right? That if the Roke is Tahor, when it comes from Adam Tahor, it's Matame, when it comes from Azov. So Kavachomer to Shechvazera, that's Tame. Even if it comes from an Adam Tar, that's Tamei from a Zav. So it's coming out from Kavah Chomer from Roke. That's why it's next to Roke. And therefore, it's Matama Bein B'Magam B'Masa. It's not a question of Tzuchei Ziva. It's a standalone Tumah. So you see here, this is the Manda Omer who holds that Bein B'Magam Bein B'Masa, Shifla Zera is of the Shifla Zera of a Zav is Tamei. Fine. Going back now to the concept, trying to find a Manda Omer who doesn't hold of Dayo. Meaning, what? No, that's a good question. This Tan over here, Bein B'Magam B'Masa, seems to hold there, but Gemara seems to go further. You're right, because maybe this who the, but that's a good question. It looks like that now that we've figured out who the Tana who holds that Shichva Zera is Matama Bein B'Magam Bein B'Masa, he's using the Kavachomer. But maybe he holds it's midi below davar acher. So the Kavachomer is only come to teach you. We don't have a Amanda Amr who holds even more than Rabbi Tarfon that doesn't say Dayo at all, even if it doesn't upset the Kavachomer. So Amalei Rav Acha mi Diftei, who's a real midi baba kamadav today. So Amalei Rav Acha mi Diftei le Ravina. So Rav Acha mi Diftei says to Ravina, v'ha ha-tana lo darish Dayo. I'll bring you the case of another Tana who's not dorish the concept of Dayo, afagav de lo mafri kavachomer, even though that if you would learn Dayo, it wouldn't upset the entire kavachomer. Desanya, because we learned a braisa, mappets. Mappets is a reed mat. It's a mat, okay? And it's roy to lie down on it. Mappets betumas mace minayan. How do I know that a mappets is metame tumas mace in an ol, tuma ol minayan? Because the reason why it's a question is because the source for ohel is kalin. And Mappets isn't really a keli. Rashi says Mappets third line. Mappets minayin shematame lepisha nemar b'meis gabe midin v'kol begev v'kol kli or clothing or kli or v'zeh eno lo b'chlal begev lo b'chlal or v'lo b'chlal kli eitz. So minayin shafilu hu matame ohel hameis. How do you know that even though it's just read map is mat is matame b'ohel by meis? So minayin. So the Gemara says v'dinhu. It's a kavul chomer. Uma pachin katanin, small kli cheres jugs, right? So key thing, kli cheres jugs. Kli cheres is only metame mitoko. Only if the tumah touches on the inside. On the outside, the kli cheres is not metame. So we're talking about pachin katanim. These are pachin katanim that the opening is too small, you can't get a finger in there. So you can't be metame it. It can't be metame, right? So uma pachin katanim, which is kli cheres, who have a very narrow opening, tahorin bizav. They're tahor betumazav. Because they can't be touched on the inside by the Zav. Nevertheless, Mitame b'meis, they become Tame meis in a oil, right? So Mappets, this reed, Shemitame b'Zav, if a Zav lies down on it, that's Tumas Midrash, right? If a Zav lies down on it, right, then it becomes it becomes tameh. Eino din shigi tameh b'meis. So kavachomer, it should be matameh. It should be matameh b'meis. So you learn out a kavachomer from the pachin ketanim, the kli cheres. Look at Rashi. Pachin ketanim tahorim b'zav b'chol tumosa, completely tameh tahor. The kli cheres eino matameh ele me'aviro. Kli cheres only becomes tameh from its air on the inside. Umitok shapiv shelo tzar, since it's a narrow opening, ein yachol lahachnis etz bolusocho. It can't put its finger in there. Ula midras nami lochaz. He can't be tummy midras. So beheses nami, right? Lahaki api rachmana leheses klicheres bezav aloshim magak. So they have nevertheless matamba ohal mace. So mapis rashis matamba bezav sheroy lo mishkov, exiv on mishkov, asher yishkov. Nevertheless, it's kabachomer, it's matame, it's matamba be ohal. But kamaisi loy in the brisa there says that the mapis that's now we learned is tummy tumas mace, being the tumas erev, being the tumas shiva. Not just it's not it's tummy even for 7 full days, but the Gemara says, "Amai, why should that be?" Ema ahani kavuchomer l'tumas erev. You're learning the kavuchomer from the source. What's the source? The source is this klicheres. The klicheres is only mitame tumas erev to the nighttime. The ahani dayo lafuke tumas shiva, and then dayo should come along and stop it from being mitame all 7. Look at Rashi. The zav is only tami when it sits on it. It's only mitame tumas erev. So dayo. So you see, since we're learning from zav that all for the mapet should be mitame tumah in the ohel mace, it should only be mitame tumas erev. But since the brice is not darshaning dayo to this case, it's muchach at this time, it doesn't hold the concept of dayo. Because even if you would say dayo, you would still have the kavachomer. The kavachomer would still teach me that the mapet is tameh tumas erev. So the Gemara says, here we have our source. So Amalei, Ravina says back to Rav Acha, Kvar Raman Nihili Rav Nachnumi Bar Zachari Labaye. Rav Nachnumi already asked this to Abaye. Abaye says, no, you have to learn the lima different. Tana mi mapet b'sheret maisle. The Brisa doesn't learn the din of tumas mates of mapets from a kavachomer from tumas mates of pachim ketanim. Rather, it learns mimapets b'sheretz maisli, meaning it learns the din of mape b'tumas mates from tumas mates from mape b'tumas sheretz from a gzeira shava, right? Haki ka'amer. This is what it says: mapets mape b'sheretz minai. And how do we know that a mapets because tamei if a sheretz touches it? We say v'dinu, it's a kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Uma pachin ketanim shetahor mizav. You have these pachin ketanim that a tahor mizav touches it because it can't get inside. Nevertheless, tamei b'sheretz, a sheretz can be matame these pachin ketanim because a sheretz can be the size of a dasha and it can get in. It can get in. So that's matame b'sheretz. Mapitz. So then mapitz. That's tamei b'zav. Ain odin shi yatame b'sheretz. So now I learn out that mapitz is tamei if a sheretz touches it. So ella mapitz b'meis minayin. So how do I know? So I have a kavachomer to bring mapets into the tumas sheretz. How could I bring now mapets to tumas mates? That's a gzeir shava. El mapets b'neis minayin. Nemar, it says beged v'or b'sheretz. It says the words beged v'or by sheretz. It says chol cher yipo aleh mehem b'mos mitam michol is michol kli eitz o beged v'or. B'nemar beged v'or b'mase. It says v'chol beged v'chol kli or by mase. So ma beged v'or ha'amr b'sheretz. Just like the beged v'or by sheretz, it says mapets tamevo af beged v'or ha'amr b'mase. So too, Begev or Amar B'meis, Mapitz Tamei Lo. A Mapitz because Tamei even by the mates. From the Gzeirah Shava of Begev or.
So there's nothing to
Daya. Right, it says there's no Daya here. There's no issue, it's not Daya, because the Kavachomer just brings it to Sheretz, and then it's Gzeirah Shava. So we don't have the guy, Atan, who holds that you don't hold Daya, even if it doesn't upset the entire Kavachomer. But now we have a question over here, though. We have a Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava works. Love these documents. So Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah works only if the words are mufne, if they're free. There are 3 levels in Gzeirah Shava. There's mufne, we both studied. Both the words, but you have 2, you have, you know, B and B as the word. So if B and B is not learned for anything else in either pasuk, it's mufne, you can learn from it, and you can't be mafkas, you can't question the kavachomer. Then there's, if it's one of them is mufne, one of them is free, but the other one is not free, meaning there's another limud from it. So therefore, you can learn it, but if there's a question on it, you can mess up the Gzeirah Shava, right? And there's another one, it's not mufne from either side, it's completely, you can't learn that Gzeirah Shava at all. Now the Gemara asks, basically, mufne, it must be that the words, in this case, the words of Begev or are mufne, they're panoi, they're meyusa, they're extra. right? Therefore, you can compare the din of mafits betumas mates for mafits betumas sherets. The ilo mufne, because if they're not mufne, if they're not extraneous, ikal mifrach. I could ask questions on this gezeirah shava, and I would say malish sherets. The sheretz is much more chomer. Therefore, I can't learn out the gezeirah shava because malish sheretz shekem etame bik adasha. A sheretz can be etame even if it's only the size of a chadasha. If it's that small, right? Like tomer b'meis, can you learn out to meis she'em etame chadasha el rapik kazayis, which needs such a larger shear in order to transmit tumah? It has to be a kazayis. Since we don't say this, must mean that it's mufne. Because if it wasn't mufne, we'd be able to slug up the gezeirah shava. So the Gemara says, you're right, la'ai ufne mufne. They are both, it is mufne. How is it mufne? Mirte. Let's see. Sheretz itkish l'shichva zera. A sheretz is already compared to shichva zera, right? For tumah, right? Diksiv, when it says, by the tumah of Kohanim, who are apostle to ikachim, the pasuk says, v'noge b'chol tameh nefesh, o isha sertetze, right? And then it says, v'tetze imimeno shichva zera. So it talks about shichva zera by the Kohen. And right after that, v'samech lei, o isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz asher tameh lo. So you see that Shnehem, both them, a Balkere and a Sheretz, are Asim Bachilas Kachim. V'ksiv Bei, and Iksiv Bei, and they're compared. V'ksiv Bei, b'shichva zera, and it says by shichva zera, v'chol Beged, v'chol Or, sheyelav shichva zera. Beged or is already b'shichva zera, and that's already compared to Sheretz, right? V'chol Beged or, v'chol sheyelav shichva zera. So Beged or, the Kasa Rechmanu, b'sheretz lamali, so why I need Beged or in shichva zera? It's extraneous to learn after Gzeira Shava. Because I already would have learned it, because it's already compared to the Shichva Zera. So Gemara says, okay, Vakate Mufne Mitzan Echadhu. Now it means it's only Mufne from one side. So Han Nichol Amand Amr Mufne Mitzan Echadhu Made in the Im Shivin. That's Amand Amr, fine. There's one side guy who says, as long as one derivation is Mufne, then you can't ask a question. Right? Han Nichol Amand Amr Mufne Mitzan Echadhu Made in the Im Shivin, Shapir. Then it's good. El Amand Amr Ume Shivin Ma Ikol Meimar. But according to the Amand Amr, says that if it's only Mufne from one side, you still can ask a Shaila on that Gzeira Shava. So what does he say? So we say, no. The mace nami achnu mufne. It's a double mufne. Even in the case of the mace, the begiv or by mace is also mufne. Excuse me. So michte. Let's see. Ma ikush l'shichva zera. Right? Because mace itkush l'shichva zera. A mace is also compared to shichva zera. Niksiv, because it says the pasuk says v'nogei b'chol tamei mace o isha sher teitzin menu shichva zera. So tamei mace. And shichva zera in the same pasuk. Uksiv be shichva zera, and shichva zera says v'chol begav v'chol or she yibo alav shichva zera is tamei. So since you already have begav or by shichva zera, it's already compared to mace. I know by mace begav or. So therefore begav or the kasev rachman be mace. So why is the begav or written by tumas mace to begin with? Lamali, what do I need that? Shema mina. I see from here la'afnuye that it's extra. V'have mufne mishneit sadim, and therefore it's mufne mishneit sadim, and therefore you can make the limud because it doesn't. You can't ask a question. Everyone agrees you can't ask a question if it's mufne mishneit sadim. Nimar says fine. Last point to the gzeir shava. Kinds of gzeir shava is good, but what happens with the gzeir shava? It's a whole thing when you learn the gzeir shava and you pull out B from A, right? So does it take on only the dinim that you get from A, or that now they learn the gzeir shava to B? Do they take all the dinim that would apply to B? What would be the instance? For example, so hani chalamand amar dun mineva oki bi asra. This is fine according to the mandam, who says that any time you have a gzeira shava, right, you take the din, take the gzeira shava, and now I can expand b to all the dinim that are applicable to it. El lamand amar dun minaya umina. But according to the mandam, who says that the din of gzeira shava is limited to what you're getting from the source, ma ikal meimer. What can I say? Why? What's going on here? Look at Rashi. Hani chalamand amar dun mina umga oki basra. Right, in that case, ikal meimar delo itzruk begiv or demes el lafnuya the gemilim right lafnuya mishikva zera likvula tumas mes. Right, so I learn it out from a gzera shava to tumay mes, and then a wakmina tumas mes ba asra mabeshar kelim tumas shiva akami mapitz tumas shiva. Once I learn out the gzera shava, I learn the concept of coming with tumas mes. Now I have tumas mes. It's like all of the tumas mes, and it's zayin. It's 7 days. But according to the mind, amar don't mina. And if don't mean no mina, then if I'm learning it out from the tumah of shichva zera, and learning out that there's a concept, then it only should be for the erev. So he says, el lamand amar don't mean no mina, ma'ikel meimer. What does it work that the tumah, you learn tumas mapas mates from tumas mapas sheretz, the tumas sheretz is only tamei of tumas erev. So therefore the tumas mapas mates should also only be tumas erev, not tumas shiva. So amar rava says, no, amar kra, even though you have the gzeira shava, and even according to the mind, the amar says, don't mina umina, the pasuk says, amar kra, when it comes to Ktumas Meis, Gzeres HaKasav, it says, V'chibastem v'gdeichem v'yom ha'shvi, kol tumas atem mitam of meis. Any tumah that you mitam of meis, whether it's Adam or it's Kalim, lo yu pechusim mishiva. That has to be, it's no less than 7 days. So even if you would hold don mina omina, there's still a Gzeres HaKasav to go against you and say that in this case, you still would pay. Once you have the concept of Ktumas Meis, you have the concept of Tumas Sheva. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Have a good day.